You're listening to Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Gaming Podcast. Here's your host, John Wall.
It's September 5th, 2024, and welcome to another episode of Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Video Game Podcast. My name is John Wall, and every Thursday morning I bring you the latest video game impressions, industry news, and tales of a Gen X geek delivered to you in about 15 minutes. To ensure that you never miss an episode, you can subscribe to the show on all major platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube. And it would be wonderful if you left a review while you're there to help spread the word about the show. I am very happy that you have tuned in today, because on this episode, I'm going to be talking about new Pokemon Snap. But first, I am sending out this week's positive vibes to Matt Piscatella. If you follow the game industry, there's a good chance that you know of Matt. He's the executive director at Circana, which was previously known as the NPD Group. Whenever you see news and statistics online about how the industry is performing, there's a pretty decent chance that that information came from him. He breaks down what's going on and what it all means. When it comes to the business of gaming, there really aren't too many people who know as much as he does. I had always followed Matt on Twitter, but when I left that cesspool behind a while back, Matt was one of the folks that I really wished would make the move over to Threads. And I was really happy to see that in the last week or so, he's been much more active over there. So I really hope that we continue to see more and more people leave Twitter behind and help to make Threads the best place for gaming news and discussion. So thank you, Matt, and everyone go give him a follow. It's MattPiscatella. So I've mentioned before that I'm not really a Pokemon kind of guy. It's not that I dislike the series in any way. It just came around when I was a bit older and I didn't own my own Game Boy at the time. But my kids have always liked it. They've played some of the more recent games and they've collected the cards and watched the cartoon. And with our upcoming trip to Japan, even I am starting to feel a little bit of a Pokemon fever. So I wanted to find a game that would likely appeal to all of us. Well, Pokemon Snap on the N64 was one of the few Pokemon games that I did play, and I enjoyed it back in the day. So it seemed right to download the 2021 sequel New Pokemon Snap and give it a whirl so that I could hopefully learn the difference between a Beedrill and a Bellsprout. Can't even hardly say Bellsprout before we arrive in Tokyo. If you're not familiar with the series, it basically has you going on safari through the world of Pokemon. And instead of trying to catch them all, you're trying to photograph as many of them as possible so that you can fill your Pokedex, or I think they call it a Photodex in this game. I don't know how much story there is to a typical Pokemon game, but the one here is pretty light. You're visiting the Laboratory of Ecological and Natural Sciences in the Lentil region, and you catalog Pokemon for Professor Mirror to help him study the creatures while also trying to solve the mystery of something called Illumina, which causes Pokemon in the area to glow. It's not going to win a Hugo Award, but it's just enough of a story to keep things moving along. Each level is set on a track, like you are on the, you know, it's a small world at Disneyland. Your vehicle moves automatically along the path, and you need to spin 360 degrees around and snap as many picks as you can. Many times only having a few seconds to capture the shot before the Pokemon scurries away. After you reach the end, you pick which photos you want to submit, and they get graded and added to your album. Your score depends on many different factors, like if the Pokemon is centered in the shot, how close you got to it, and if it's doing anything cute or fun in the shot, like dancing or jumping. And as the game progresses, you'll discover new ways to interact with the world. First, you'll get fruit that you can toss out to try and lure the Pokemon closer. You'll also get the ability to play music to try and get them to dance for you. And you can scan special items in the environment, which can sometimes unlock alternate paths to go down. Unlocking these new abilities, combined with the fact that you can level up each of the tracks, which creates changes and new Pokemon, plus the ability to explore each area during the day or the night, it all adds up to a lot of reasons to go back and revisit previous paths. There's a lot of replayability. There are 234 Pokemon in the game to try and find, and I gotta say, as someone who has not been able to get into the main games, but has always had an appreciation for this series and the characters, I'm having a lot of fun with new Pokemon Snap. The world is bright and colorful, and it's simultaneously relaxing, you know, to just kind of go on this little Pokemon safari, and also thrilling when you spot something new and try to capture that perfect shot while you can. It's kind of like a cute and cuddly version of Jurassic Park, only you don't have to worry about, you know, being eaten off of a toilet by a Charizard. The game has been out for a few years, so if you're like a hardcore Pokemon, you know, guy or gal, you've probably already played it. But if you've never played a Pokemon game before, or you've got kids who've maybe only played the mainline series, I think there's a lot of fun to be had here. I found it fun just to jump in and do like two or three runs at the end of a night to chill before going to bed. And Charlie, who has a lot more Pokemon knowledge than I do, has also been having a blast. Also, it's going to make a really good airplane game as we cross the ocean to visit the Pokemon homeland. There are some things that just never changed over time. You know, things that were pretty much nailed the first time, and there's never been a need to reimagine them. Toilet paper, for example. They figured out how to make it softer, but it's basically the same as it was back in 1857. Bubble wrap. You know, they perfected bubble wrap the first time. They didn't find a need to mess with it. Still the same old pop. And up until this week, I would have included the wallet in that category. I mean, it's a leather pocket that folds in half to hold your cash, your credit cards, and your Chuck E. Cheese loyalty program card. But not anymore. Apparently, while we were all pissing about, there was a wallet revolution. My current wallet was starting to fall apart, so I hopped on Amazon to see what was available and discovered minimalist wallets. I don't know if you've ever seen one of these things before, but they're kind of amazing. So it's a smaller, more compact wallet, barely larger in size than, you know, a credit card. And it's meant to be carried in your front pocket, not your back pocket. And the one I bought still unfolds into three sections, and it's got a place for cash, but it also has this solid compartment to fit your credit cards. You can get about six or eight of them in there. Here's the thing, though. By pressing this button on the side of the wallet, even without opening the wallet, you don't have to open it. It ejects your credit cards out of the top for you to grabbly, for you to quickly grab it. I'm so excited, I can barely speak. It's amazing. It also has this magnetic strip on it to keep your wallet closed tight while it's in your pocket. It's just, it's mind-blowing. Who knew that the wallet was in need of a redesign? I wasn't. But after using this tiny little wonder, I am completely sold. Minimalist wallets. Crazy. Last week's question for Polling at Threads was, which of these video games would make the best prestige television series? In the top spot with 44% was Alan Wake. And funny enough, the day after I posted this poll, Remedy and Annapurna announced plans to adapt Alan Wake and Control for the screen. So there you go, kids, you're getting it. Mass Effect came in second with 34%. Metroid rolled up 15% of the votes, and Elden Ring snagged a measly 7%. This week's question is, what is the best Pokemon starter trio? So your choices are Gen 1, which includes Bulbasaur, Charmander, and Squirtle. Gen 2, featuring Chikorita, Cyndaquil, and Totodile. I'm sure I said that right. Gen 3, Treecko, Mudkip, and Torchic. Or Gen 7, Rowlet, Litten, and Popplio. And no, I did not just Google these starters. I obviously know what I'm talking about. I know all of my Pokemon. So, go to Midlife Side Quest on Threads after the show, cast your vote, and I'll share the results on next week's episode. Thank you so much for listening to Midlife Side Quest. I appreciate you making time in your day to hang out with me. You can catch a new episode of the show every Thursday morning wherever you listen to podcasts. And don't forget to subscribe and leave a review while you're there. Plus, you can follow me on Threads by looking for Midlife Side Quest. So, until next week, be well and happy gaming.